I would like to suggest that complaints about political correctness or purity or woke culture are all mind-numbing cliches. With a bit of effort, we could be more precise. Is whatever we're talking about or whoever we're talking about being pedantic? Maybe they're being unreasonably partisan, impractical, or hypocritical. Those distinctions allow us to have a conversation, at least. But conversation may not be the point. Keep in mind that the function of these clichés is more often to close down reflection and discussion, and that serves existing power relationships well. The previous president, Barack Obama, drew bipartisan applause, along with some jeers last week, for remarks he made at the close of his foundation summit for young leaders in Chicago. He said, "This idea of purity, and you're never compromised, and you're always politically woke and all that stuff, you should get over that quickly," he said. And he continued, "The world is messy. There are ambiguities. People who do really good stuff have flaws," unquote. On the surface, he was criticizing social media commentary, but this goes deeper. Embracing the cliche of the circular firing squad, Obama has been issuing warnings to Democrats lately about, quote, shooting at your allies because one of them is straying from purity on the issues, unquote. And this has become a familiar argument as the party's left flank has grown stronger and more popular. The valid point Obama makes is that legislators need to cut some deals to pass laws sometimes. More deeply, the ability to discuss values in depth with those who weigh issues differently, the ability to encounter ambiguity thoughtfully, is helpful not only for lawmakers, but for citizens and community leaders too. I wonder, however, whether we really have a purity problem so much as a desire to diffuse challenges to existing power relations and party dominance. Don't be so rigid, the mentor says. Relax your expectations. Don't be woke. But one person's rigidity is another person's spine. Certainly, individuals can be unreasonable or dogmatic. It is also true that the discourse of our political establishment emphasizes expediency over moral clarity, seeking accommodations for power rather than challenging it. The mythology of the virtuous center serves to preserve power relationships, allowing space for criticism, yet discouraging action that might shake up the arrangements. Instability, after all, is hazardous. The world is messy, just like Obama said. The effects of climate distortion, meanwhile, are accumulating and accelerating. Political institutions and alliances among nations are cracking, and the viability of our species depends on unprecedented transformations of energy production and consumption, along with our institutions of power and economics. However much of a long shot that is, any decent attempt at it requires moral conviction and a call to action. With the weekly Desert Sage commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.